This limo driver's got a lot of problems. Today I'm talking about Stretch. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I am talking about the action comedy called Stretch, which is from a familiar director and writer that I hadn't gotten to see and finally got to check it out, and I think it might be this guy's most entertaining movie to date. So without further ado, let's get started. If you're a fan of hard-nosed R-rated flicks aimed primarily at men, you're probably familiar with filmmaker Joe Carnahan. He's the fella behind cult favorites like Smokin' Aces, The Grey, and 2021's Cop Shop. While the details vary, you typically know what you're going to get. Some kind of man movie with a stubbly lead with a gruff voice who's thrown into an absurd or violent situations, and sometimes both. While I've seen most of his filmography, there's been one well-received action comedy that had eluded me, 2014's Stretch. And now that I've seen it, I might argue that this is Carnahan's best movie. Patrick Wilson plays Kevin Stretch Bizowski, a failed actor turned limo driver who, despite getting sober and quitting gambling, finds himself on the wrong end of bad debt and still reeling from an awful breakup. But Stretch's next ride could be his chance at salvation. There's just one problem. Said ride is a hedonistic, mad maniac billionaire who may just as well get Stretch killed as help him. So Stretch is a movie I appreciate for a lot of reasons. Partially, it's because it's one of the low-budget action comedies for adults done right that you don't see too often. Partially because it's the most no-frills fun Carnahan has ever had outside of Boss Level. And partially because I didn't realize how stacked this movie is. So let's dig into all of these elements. First, we have a great One Crazy Night setup. Stretch is a great example of the R-rated One Crazy Night setup, where our hero is forced to make some changes or take control to survive the night. Stretch is given a midnight deadline to pay off a gambling debt, and to do so, he's going to have to schmooze an unpredictable client who's introducing more problems than he's solving. Great idea. This is also the kind of part that is great for Patrick Wilson, who is talented and handsome enough to fit the failed actor bit, but also has enough chops and edge to lean into the script's wild swings. We're also into a slightly elevated take on the hedonistic underbelly and criminal underworld of LA, where Stretch will pick up a movie star one moment and then have to deal with a giant gangster that works for his boss's rival the next. Another reason this works is because Stretch is just a guy. So every situation he's in is less of a fight and more him trying to either bullshit his way through a wild moment or outsmart the person in front of him. This is also where Carnahan's offbeat sensibilities and penchant for creating larger-than-life characters works really well. As soon as Stretch seems to have something figured out, he's undercut by something he doesn't know or another character who pops in to rain on his parade. Also, it's all fun, no breaks. One of the qualms I've had with some of Carnahan's movies is that a lot of his movies try to be too clever. He's got a solid setup with a bunch of wild characters that all feel like they deserve their own movie, and then he decides to upend the entire movie's paradigm with a twist or a wrinkle that misses more often than it lands, and changes the movie from high-wire fun into some sort of darker affair. It can be done, but I'm not sure Carnahan is the filmmaker to do these. Part of the reason Stretch works as well as it does is because all of the twists aren't twists so much as complications for our overburdened lead character to handle. Just when it seems like his night with the billionaire is done, he's asked to do him a favor and also has to deal with an angry boss and a leftover item from his previous ride. It's a cascading series of events and fuck-ups that ramp up the tension or introduce a new challenge for Stretch to handle one after the other. And that relentless pace is what makes the movie so much fun. We're not having deep philosophical moments or wallowing in grief. We're here to introduce and solve problems at a breakneck pace, and if possible, do it in a humorous way. Also, this movie is loaded with talent. There's been a lot of jokes made about movies like Scott Pilgrim vs. the World and how it would be impossible to make that movie with that budget ever again because everyone went on to bigger things. But even Scott Pilgrim was a mainstream movie released by a major studio. What makes this movie so wild is how every single character is seemingly played by a known actor. The badass alter ego pushing Stretch to take control and unhinged Ed Helms. Stretch's work contact, that's Jessica Alba. The billionaire acting like a total weirdo, holy shit, that's Chris Pine. Even bit parts are played by solid character actors like Jason Mantzoukas. What does that mean for the movie? It means no one is phoning it in, and everyone seems to be having a great time. Everyone giving their A game because this is a lark, so let's go all out. Hell, the composer for this movie is, let's see here, holy fuck, two-time Academy Award winner Ludwig Göransson, the fellow who did the scores for Black Panther and Oppenheimer. This stacking of talent is why movies like this can work so well and punch well above their apparent weight class. The verdict is, it's silly and fun as hell. Over-the-top fun from start to finish, Stretch is a jolt of action comedy goodness. 8 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.